living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. Evie Jones, sit in for Fifi while she's on maternity leave. But Fifi has done this to the secret sound.
I've doubled it! $100,000!
Yes, Fifi knows the secret sound. And when she was here last week, she gave us the news that not only does she know it, not only is she the gatekeeper of it, she has doubled it from 50 to 100 grand. We will play that sound in 20 minutes' time and open the phones with Fox FM's $100,000 secret sound. We call it the Fifi Box baby bonus. That is coming up.
Baby bonus, yes. I don't know if you should have babies after all, because there were two boys yesterday.
Nice segue.
Yeah, thank you. Two teenagers have been cautioned, only cautioned by police after scaling, not trying to scale, actually climbing the spire of a communications tower in Sydney CBD. Oh. Do you know the AWA tower in Sydney?
It's 111
meters. It kind of looks like the Eiffel Tower.
Well read.
There's actual video footage. You can have a look. Guess how old these boys were?
14 and 12.
No, 13 and 14. You were so close.
It's not
Fez.
A competition. It's not a game.
Did you read the news?
Hey, life's a game, Byron.
Okay.
But there was actually four that went up, but two pulled out. Fell.
Oh,
no, they didn't fall.
So they chickened out.
They chickened out. They went back down. So the two boys, they went up, but I don't understand why they were only cautioned. Why weren't they spanked? Publicly
flogged.
Well,
that went out in 1960.
Why weren't they stoned?
Right, stoned. I'm not sure, because it's not medieval times, probably.
Oh, well, maybe that's why I don't have children.
I wouldn't have pulled out, though.
No?
Like, if two of my mates were going up a wall.
No, you would not have pulled out.
I would have had to have kept going.
You would have been the 13 or the 14-year-old.
I would have been the one that fell. Because
but you know why they
tired.
Went up there?
What to get to do what?
To get a selfie.
To get a selfie.
Oh, what? Wow. What else? Have you ever done anything stupid like that?
I've done a lot of stupid things, but I'm usually on the other end of the camera.
Yeah.
I'm getting the photo taken.
Taken.
Yeah.
So, but can I have a photo, Fev?
There must be a lot of people. You should call in 13 1060 to us if you have done something pretty stupid.
I reckon
to
you
get...
would have taken some stupid photos.
Oh, no.
Back in the day, you would have gone off to like around a cliff or something with the dogs.
No. I'm very sensible.
So you're a chicken too.
Unless
then,
I'm drunk, and then,
some drunk ones.
No.
131060, selfie injuries. I've seen what should have been a bunch of selfie injuries. If anyone's been to Hawaii, popular holiday place, you know that Diamond Head Lookout?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. At the top of that, which is a very, very high cliff face right on the coast, there's this really rickety-looking old sort of concrete structure, and it looks like it's about to collapse.
Yeah.
And there's 100 signs
erosion.
On it. There's 100. I'm not sure of the natural phenomenon as to why. Let's not get bogged down. But there's huge signs on it. Do not climb on this. It is not structurally safe. And every influencer known to man is standing on top of it. And not to be too harsh, but there's a small part of you that hopes it collapses.
Yeah, there's a small
because
part.
They shouldn't be up there.
Well, they shouldn't have a sign.
Well, what do you mean they shouldn't have a sign?
Yeah,
because if there's a sign there saying don't do it, I'm going to do it.
Right, okay. Well,
if you don't have a sign, if there was no sign, I'd go, oh, geez, that's a bit dangerous.
You know, that honestly would get rid of a lot of stupid people in the world if you just stopped putting warnings out there.
Seriously.
Okay, fair enough. 131060, have you hurt yourself taking a selfie? Has it someone you know hurt themselves taking a selfie?
Yeah, I was just going to jump off the swing and go on the slide, but I better not.
1019. The Fox.
Evie Jones sitting in for Fifi. Our number is 131060.
Yeah, and these two idiot children. Yesterday, scaling a building to get a selfie. I mean,
yes, it's not an ideal. It's
grow a brain.
Right.
But you know what? Funny. It would have been funny. And they would have been boys.
You don't see girls.
This is why women live longer than men. You don't see girls doing this stuff. Anyway, callers. Have we got any that have called in with it? And I bet, are any of them women?
Well, actually, fair point. They're not. 131060. But people are hurting themselves or almost hurting themselves.
It's like the planking phase, Byron.
Yeah.
People just going out planking everywhere and people were dying. It's very silly.
I got my friend to plank on a water tank.
Stay on the swings. Jordan from Preston. Selfie. Good morning, George.
Morning.
Hello.
How did you get hurt or almost hurt yourself?
Luckily avoided injury, but definitely got very close. I was cruising around on my motorcycle in northern India, up around near the Himalayas, and I was riding with this German bloke when we spotted across the way a beautiful wild snow leopard.
Oh, and, dear.
I thought a photo opportunity popped into my mind.
Of course.
That's the first thing that you think of when you see a leopard.
Yeah,
fastest
absolutely.
Animal in the world, nearly.
Well, you know, the bike I had was pretty quick too.
Yeah.
But, you know, parked the bike, got the camera out, and it took one look across this little gulch at me. And, yeah, as soon as you sort of one of those wild animals looks you in the eye,
did you go?
I changed my mind pretty quickly.
So you didn't take a photo?
No, absolutely not.
That's was a good
there
idea.
Was there an Irishman there or...?
What?
Probably, yeah.
There was an Aussie, a German,
Irishman. They all walked into a snow leopard.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's good.
One got eaten.
Yeah, that was smart.
That was the right decision as opposed to these guys. So you're climbing a tower to get a great photo.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Dane from Mill Park, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you do to get hurt?
While taking a photo.
Did something kind of silly, obviously, but... A group of friends of mine, we were sort of hanging around a school, usually playing basketball in the grounds. And one night we decided, we'll try to get up on the roof and take a group selfie. The roof was actually rather big because it was the top of the gymnasium. So we couldn't really find a ladder. So we had to find our own way up and we helped each other up, get up there. I wasn't watching where I was stepping and it's got the corrugated roofing.
Yeah.
And I ended up tripping over and I actually, where I put my foot to catch myself, I went through the skylight of the school and had to unlock all the doors to get out.
Oh, dang.
Sounds very similar to a scene of Old School, Byron.
Did you break it?
With Will Ferrell.
Yeah?
We're streaking. Just before that, yeah.
Did you break anything, Dane? Like, apart from the skylight, did you break anything?
I didn't quite break anything and I wasn't sure if I left a blood trail or not.
Oh,
yeah, cut up my leg.
Cut I did up a bit.
Leg on the way down because it's about a 2-3 meter drop.
Okay.
I like so.
We should just have a segment called "Boys Do Stupid Things."
Stop making it about boys.
We used to jump off the roof at home into the pool. That was fun.
That's
stupid. Yeah, we all did that.
101.9 The Fox.
The MasterChef Australia Grand Finale, which airs at 7:30 PM on 10. Matt Preston, one of the superstar judges. You got Fifi, Fev, and Byron here for breakfast on the Fox. Evie Jones sitting in for Fif. Grand finale tonight. Welcome, Matty.
Hey, hello. How are you? Nice
good
to see you.
Morning, mate.
Nice. Everyone looks slightly different from the last time I was in here.
What? Yeah, Fifi looks very different.
Yeah, Fifi's had a baby.
But the hat is exactly the same.
Byron hasn't eaten.
Yeah, Byron is looking so fit.
Thank you.
Skinny, but fit.
Well, apparently.
Fit. Yeah, I think you look skinny. But
thank you very much.
He looks great.
You know, it is new love, and that's when
you
work hardest at the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah.
That's
good.
True.
How has it been now with your new relationship?
4 weeks.
Matt, why don't we talk about the grand finale? What a big night. These finalists are going to be cooking for MasterChef alumni tonight. There's going to be a lot of pressure on them.
Yeah, look, you've got winners, you've got contestants who've done amazing things, you've got top chefs, you've got Curtis, who obviously is a top international chef. But the best thing is they're cooking their own food. And I think we've argued for a few years now that the title of MasterChef should be decided not by some tricky exploding Taj Mahal made of egg whites and sugar. And that they're never going to make again. And look, it's a great, but doing someone else's recipe is very different. This is 3 courses, all about them. So if you're a dessert specialist, you've got to make 2 savoury dishes.
Well, no one make a mousse. Because everyone that makes mousse seems to be getting their flick.
Well, mousse is a disaster.
Yeah, what's the go there? It doesn't seem that hard.
No, it's mousse.
Because if your mousse is loose, you're a cooked goose, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Wow.
Nothing worse than a loose mousse.
Rocky and Bowen from Gags.
Evie, we've been a close look at Matt's socials, though, haven't we?
Yes,
looking at your socials, and you got the most beautiful birthday cake.
Happy birthday.
Didn't I just?
Happy birthday.
How amazing is that? But, yes.
But I did realise, I just noticed, because I remember last year at the party for your birthday, was in November.
Yeah,
November
2nd.
November 2nd.
There might also be a birthday July
2nd. 1971.
I've got, what I worked out very, very early on is that you could actually put your birthday down on social media at different dates and you could get three cakes.
So true.
Because you need cake in November, you need cake early July, and cake in late July.
I think you need cake daily.
So,
but
what was the post yesterday, which apparently wasn't your birthday? What's this? What's
just a pump up for Qantas Lounge?
No. That, how lovely was that? I literally walked out of the Qantas Lounge, and they said, "Wait." And they'd made me a cake. They checked out my birthday, and they'd made me a cake.
Oh,
how
and it's
was
not
that?
Really your birthday.
No, no. Actually, it is really my birthday. So this is the real one. So
when is your birthday?
Oh, this is the real one.
But don't tell the Russians, because it's all part of that. Yeah, the Russians are stealing our identities and stealing our faces.
We're just called Putin.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And the real one.
And I got a very nice cake. I got a very nice cake made by the lovely Alice Wright at Millstone, which was very good. And I gave the rest of it to my backpacking godson. Oh. And he's left with about 10 kilos of cake.
Yes.
That's the only kilos he's carrying.
Jeez, be careful when you're packing things in people's bags.
Yeah, when your Uncle Matt packs you things.
Do you pack this cake yourself? No, Matt Preston did.
Oh.
So it's your real birthday.
So I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you.
It was
yesterday.
It was on the 20th. It's on the day that the man first landed on the moon.
Because my daughter's the 21st of July, so I'll always remember that.
It's a very, very fine people from that.
Okay,
period.
So
who wins MasterChef?
It's wrong. Our info's wrong.
Any viewer that watches tonight. No, the info. No, I like info being wrong.
Okay, good. No, continue.
Do you have a favourite?
Do I have a favourite?
In the grand final?
Yeah, look, you know what? We always reckon a good season is when we get to top 10 and we go, I'll be really happy if any of these 10 win.
Oh, that's good.
And they're all fantastic. Tess has been a star from the beginning. Simon, you know, anyone who comes on the show and wants to just cook vegetables is and that makes life a lot harder. And he's done some really clever stuff.
Oh, no,
the whole point is it's super tasty.
I know, but I know.
And then you've got Larissa, who makes a lot of desserts. She's probably the most improved cook. So, you know, she's on the back foot because, you know, got to do two savory dishes tonight. So that might challenge her. But I think that's the combination of pressure, it's a finale, cooking your own food, all these alumni in the room, $250,000, column in Delicious. There's also another special prize I don't know about.
All right.
That's coming up.
Ooh, what's that?
It's a cravat from Matt.
No, they get a car.
Oh, what? No.
And we didn't tell them.
Oh, this is
exciting.
They get a hold of them, which is that brilliant thing when you've been focusing on, you know, it's like when it's your birthday and you think you're going to get the Transformers
cake.
Set and you get the two Transformers set.
Yes.
And you go,
yes, double win.
So only the winner gets the car?
Oh, no, everybody gets a car.
Oh, that's good.
Do I look like Oprah Winfrey?
The top three get a car?
No,
or just the first one?
Just
the
winner.
Flat. They get a half a quarter of a million and a car, and you come second, you get nothing.
No, because we're not like that. We give second and third money as well.
Well, how much is it?
Well, just, you know.
You do not! Hey, unpacking all that, I reckon Simon wins.
All right.
You know what I love about it? We talked about socials before, but I love about socials is this precise moment is the moment when everyone is convinced that it's a fix and that this either Tessa or Simon or Rissa wins. And I love this moment where at about 9 o'clock tonight, 10 o'clock tonight, I'll be able to send notes to the two thirds that got it wrong and go, mate, you were
so
on a fix, brother. Yes, you can bet on it.
Oh, we'll have a chat.
Don't talk to Feb about that. MasterChef Australia, grand finale. It airs tonight, 7:30 PM on 10. We'll be watching. Thanks for coming in, Matt Preston.
Thank you, Matt. Woo-hoo.
101.9 The Fox.
Our favourite people to talk about. That's right, it's influencers. Those folks that are paid to promote products on Instagram. It's a tough life, guys.
It's a real job. It's a real job. It's something. It's
Instagram's
something.
Dead.
Why is it dead?
Yeah, why is
no
it dead?
No more likes.
They've taken the likes. Mm. They haven't taken the likes off. As we all know, Instagram, all they've done is taken the numeric figure of how many likes people have. You can still see who's liked
your own likes. You can see your own likes.
Yeah,
but
you can actually see on someone else's who's liked it.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, though.
Yes, anyway. They're just trying to rebrand. They're trying to make it a little bit more positive, you know, so there's a lot less competitiveness going on. Well, influencers aren't happy. And there's one particular lass that's not happy.
Oh, no.
She's from here in our lovely city of Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Her name's Michaela Testa.
Okay.
Have we got any audio of her?
Yeah. Look,
what does she promote?
She's quite distressed.
I think she should promote how to age because I thought she was about 40.
She looks 40.
She's
how old is she?
19.
What?
This is a lie. I know this is going from slippery dip to the sandpot, but you know what? You should not get work done if it's going to make you look 20 years older.
Quite a lot of work done there. Well, let's have a listen to how, what's her name again?
Her name's Michaela Testa.
This is how Michaela's been affected by the recent changes.
I just think I'm going to have a really big break from social media for a while because it's really just, I know mentally Instagram for me is a problem. And I'm like, I can't even like accept that. So I'm just going to leave for, you know, maybe a couple of weeks so I can get back on track.
Are we sure it's because of the likes? She's not, I mean, she just sounds genuinely distressed. Is that because of the changes or why is she upset?
She's kidding herself.
I think she's taken the wee.
You're going to stay in the piss.
I do.
No, she meant it. I mean, she sounded upset.
Get back on track. On track for what? What was she doing before then?
Did she say, she goes, I don't understand. If you think this is okay, you can F off. It's actually a sad day for those who have Instagram as a job. Well, you know, there's people that work at Instagram. They've got Instagram as a job.
Do you know there's actually people? Evie, do you know there's people that actually work.
Yeah. Full stop. Okay. We wish Michaela the best, obviously, in her recovery.
Oh, well, she's having a rest. She won't be listening to the radio. She's trying to get back on track.
101.9 The Fox.
Bit of a grim one here, Evie. I'm going to talk about one of Australia's most wanted person. His name is Graham Porter. He's 61 years of age. He's already served time in jail for murder. And he's been on the run since 2010 when he skipped, he didn't go to his court date, and now he's been on the run. He's been on the run for 9 years. Australia's Most Wanted, can't find him.
Ooh.
So what he does is he's been wearing fat suits.
Laugh at this bloke.
I've been wearing one of them for a couple of years as well.
Is it you? Graham?
No. I'm not 61. Wow. He wears wigs to avoid detection. So they reckon maybe he might be living. I saw this story yesterday on the news. They reckon he might be living somewhere rural. Could be anywhere in the country. There's been reports that he's dead. There's been reports that he's left the country. But they've apparently had a couple of sightings of him in rural Victoria. So they put some pictures up. But he's the king of disguise.
Jeez.
Like 9 years on the run. Like, I can't go a couple of days without people going, oh, that's you, you know, but this bloke gets seen.
What do you mean? Well, he wasn't the full forward for Carlton. I mean,
I know, but all the police, like, it's pretty, like, he's Australia's most wanted.
But you're a very recognisable man.
So is he.
You're a celebrity.
But so is he.
Well, I guess.
Well, I didn't know him.
You've never heard of him before?
Never.
Oh, God.
I mean, running.
I reckon he was like
right
under. He's like a hitman.
It says in the article, he's a hitman.
He decapitated people.
Well, let's not get into detail.
Well, that's what he does. That's him.
Well,
he's
now I know what he looks like. But I don't need a wig or a fat suit. I will know that face.
Get him.
I'm going to get
now
him.
Byron, him. And then obviously peacefully hand him.
How much do you reckon the police would give you?
Oh, they'd give you, you'd write your own check. If you handed him in, write your own check. Oh.
Okay, now it got us to a question and a segment that we often enjoy here. Our number is 131060. It's a little something we call We've Got One.
One question. Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
We've always said if we don't get a caller for a very specific question, we will drop the segment. Yeah. Now, here is the question on the back of this story. 131060... Have you been on the run? Come on, guys. No one's going to call. Have you? Better still, are you on the run? Which is a complete pipe dream.
Yeah, if you're Graham Porter, give us a bell.
So Graham Gene Potter, give us a call.
Yeah, but if you are on the run, give us a call. it's amazing that you're listening to us. But have you ever been on the run?
Right.
I've never been really on the run. No.
Someone wasn't trying to dodge money, maybe?
There was some guy in England that was on the run for the longest time.
It was the railway.
They did a movie about him and everything.
That was a great escape.
He just died.
I think that was the train robbery?
Yes.
Either way, he can't call because he's no longer with us. This is real life. This is not the movies, Evie. We need someone who has...
Evie thinks she's on Gogglebox.
Based on a real story.
We need someone who has been on the run. We only need one caller for this segment to stay alive.
Just one.
Mate, your grandpa, he's not here anymore,
he's
is he?
He's passed away.
Oh, he could have called because he was on the run. He jumped ship.
Well, no, there was an armistice declared. He was a legal
alien
citizen.
No, he was cook with no E, okay. And then he jumped ship, and then Byron became a cook with an E.
1019.
The Fox. One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
There is a news story which leads us to ask the question. I will say the question then, Fev, you can just recap what this news story is. Call us on 131060 if you've ever been on the run. We only need one caller for this to be successful. It's a very narrow question.
It is a narrow question. The reason we bring this up, Evie, is because Graham Jean Porter is now 61. He's Australia's most wanted. Back in 2010, he failed to attend the Melbourne Magistrates Court, where I think he was up for some sort of murder charge. Been on the run for 9 years. Well, it's alleged because he hasn't actually gone to court yet.
No.
So he hasn't been proven guilty.
Yeah.
So it's alleged that he killed someone because he's been on the run. And the reason he's been on the run is for that. And the way he stays on the run is he's been wearing fat suits and a wig to avoid. And they reckon he's got up to 10 different people that he dresses as. Amazing.
Different characters.
Different characters, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's quite the elusive man.
Do you think he sometimes pops on that Shallow Hal suit that Gwyneth wore in the movie and just gets around looking like a fat lady?
We're not sure what range of characters.
He cross-dresses a little bit.
I mean, you'd play up with it, wouldn't you?
It's a little bit Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Do you think he puts that one on?
Down that road. Anyway, look, would you believe it, guys?
Mrs. Brown's boys.
Well, 131060, we said call us if you've ever been on the run, and the nature of this is you'd be happy if you got one caller. And would you believe it?
We got one!
Chris from Frankston, are you on the run?
Well, I'm not actually on the run now, but when I was 12, I really wanted to go to this party. So I took off and went to the party without my mum's permission. She turned up at the party. I took off again. And then she called the police. And I went to a friend's house and I watched police cars cruise by all night out of her front window looking for me. So on the run, yeah?
Close,
I mean. Chris, I love the story because I love that. That's what me and my brother tried to do, but we hid under our car just in our court. Yeah. So you just ran away.
Okay, right. Close. I mean,
close.
Technically,
very close.
You're probably wanted on some sort of charge.
Yeah. I want criminals.
All right. Well,
yeah,
okay.
I want criminal.
13, 10, 6. Oh, hang on. We've got another call. Well, fingers crossed.
We got one!
Got a common theme here. We've got Jade from Coringa, which is next door to Frankston. Good morning, Jade.
Good morning.
Are you on the run?
I was when I was 14. I'd stolen a car.
Yes.
And we were on the run for about 24 hours before we were caught by the police. We had made a few stops, got some petrol, got some hair dye because we wanted to change our appearance a little bit but didn't have enough time before we were caught.
Were you watching that movie with Bette Midler in it? What's that movie?
I think it's Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, very similar.
Yeah,
it wasn't Bette Midler. It was Gina Davies and Susan Sarandon.
Sound like you know TV. Now, Jade, 24 hours on the run. So you stopped to get petrol. How did you get money for petrol?
We didn't pay for the petrol.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Paid for anything.
We got one.
We definitely got one.
Jade.
I mean, we can't celebrate it. Obviously, it's not appropriate.
No, but she was 14.
Yeah, Jade, can I ask this? Have you turned your life around?
Definitely.
Yeah.
What happened when you got caught?
I only got a one-year good behaviour bond.
That's okay.
I was quite young.
At 14, you're not going to get in trouble again, are you?
Definitely not, and haven't done anything since.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Fair.
But I think, you know what I think the burning question here really is, Jay?
Yes.
Did you ever get to use that hair dye?
No, they confiscated it.
All she's trying to do was steal hair dye.
1019.
The Fox.
You noticed that Jesus was the top trending Twitter hashtag.
Jesus Christ, yes.
And you were wondering why.
I was wondering why, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I was just thinking to myself,
oh, my God.
Get it?
Funny.
And then Leon, who's been at Glastonbury and then Splendor, said, oh, it's his birthday. Good one, mate. That's Christmas. And then I said he might have risen again for the fourth time.
Well, that's Easter.
Because, yeah, that's Easter. So I just thought, because in America, I follow a lot of American people on Twitter because it was probably Sunday night. They might have been at church. Yeah. And, you know, they sing to...
Yeah, hymns. They sing to hymn.
Yeah, and I thought that's the people just... That's why it's trending. Is that what you want?
No, that's not why. So the reason it is maybe not that exciting, or depending on your view. Archaeologists believe they've uncovered the legendary Church of the Apostles, which was thought to have been built over the home of two of Jesus Christ's earliest disciples.
Wow.
That's the answer. That's why it's trending.
That is really big.
Did they find Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, they've found the...
Was he still on the cross?
What I just said.
Have you found Jesus, Fev?
Okay. You said he's apostles.
They've uncovered the legendary Church of the Apostles. Archaeologists. Yeah. They've dug it up.
Yeah. So is that where he was buried?
Well, look, you know...
Where?
Well, you're the one that asked me and you said you had the answer.
It's time to play...
Don't ask questions when you don't know the answer, bro.
A quiz. Where?
Let's look at the other top trending topics and take guesses.
Is he still alive?
Jesus...
Oh, Jesus.
Don't say Jesus. That's not nice.
Sorry to use the Lord's name in
God,
vain.
God, Jesus.
Jesus.
So here are some more hashtags, and you both get to have a guess as to why they would be trending. These are the top trending hashtags on Twitter right now following Jesus.
James Blake thinks we're funny,
Jesus,
a newsreader.
Jesus is number one. That's a bad sign. Here we go. This is trending. Fev?
Yes.
Your turn first. Why would Teletubbies be trending right now?
Teletubbies. Well, there's five of them. Maybe one died.
There's four of them.
Is there four of them?
I don't know.
Have a go, Evie. Why is the Teletubbies trending, Evie?
New song?
I think they're back in fashion and there's new Teletubbies.
Okay. Remember the sunny face, the face of the sun on the Teletubbies?
Oh, I love that. It's a baby.
The woman that played the baby in the face
is
of
having
the
a baby.
Sun.
Yeah.
Correct, Fev.
Well done.
She's having a baby.
That's
She's
exciting.
She's having a baby.
Oh, the baby's having a baby.
To which Teletubby?
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
She's got to have her own little Teletubby, isn't she?
Do you remember the Teletubbies' names?
No.
Me neither.
Great.
Keep going.
Thanks for checking. Hashtag NamJune is our final one. NamJune, N-A-M-G-O-O-N. Why would hashtag NamJune?
It sounds Vietnamese.
Okay. NamJune, isn't that
Chinese.
Fashion brand? Aren't they all in Splendor?
What?
Isn't that the...
People
that
are
Judy?
Wearing NamJune.
NamJudy.
NamJune is apparently a popular K-pop artist.
Korea.
And... This is a popular phrase on Twitter at the moment. Don't worry. Everything's okay, guys. At least we have hashtag NamJune. We've got NamJune, guys. We can relax.
Do you know, I love K-pop.
Is that your game?
That's
that
NamJune.
Yeah.
That's why it's trending.
Yeah. Is that you got any more?
Or do you want to have a guess why the White House is trending?
Yes.
Donald Trump would have done something stupid.
Oh, Donald Trump's done a dumb thing again.
He would have sacked someone.
No, it's just a boring thing involving Imran Khan.
Oh, Imran Khan, they met. He's a Pakistani prime minister who was a test cricketer.
Imran Khan a cricketer?
Yes, he was a captain of Pakistan.
Is he
and
the
then
president?
He's taken, yeah, he's president. So he met with Donald.
Huh.
I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Hey, do you want to hear with the hashtag that wasn't trending over the weekend?
Yes.
Hashtag hit the slopes.
We tried to get this Mount Baller hashtag going. No one used it.
No one used it.
101.9 The Fox.
What a beautiful song, and it's the new single from Jessica Mowboy right here on Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox. This is from her fourth album, Hilda, which is out on October the 18th. That is available for pre-order. A beautiful song, Little Things.
It's a beautiful song. Jess, I love that song.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
I put it on repeat, and I think it's just so beautiful. Your voice is amazing. I saw you sing this. 3 weeks ago at the Logies.
At the Logies.
And everyone was floored.
Wow.
Like, I could hear, at the end when you really go for it, everyone around go...
Yeah, it was quite scary because, and I think with performances, like I've had experience of performances where, you know, the crowd is roaring or like they're up on their feet shaking a leg or it's really completely quiet. And those quiet moments are so, like, deafening. Like,
yes.
And it's, like, there's a bit of fear in it, but there's also this excitement of celebration of, you know, what that heartfelt song is saying. So I understand what you're saying because in my ears I could hear yeah. myself and I could hear, yeah. you know, the piano and the backing mm-hmm. vocalist. But I could also hear this kind of energy from the crowd, but it was quite quiet.
It was the only time. It was the only time there was any energy in the crowd.
It was insane.
You're the best thing about the Logies. Last year you were the best thing about the Logies. This year you're the best thing about the Logies.
Last year was insane.
Yeah, and then next year, no one even cares who's up as long as you're singing. As soon as you don't sing,
thank you, brother. Logies. Stop that.
You're the best thing about the Logies. Now, with your new song, Little Things, which is amazing.
Thank you.
Your poor partner. It's about him, Them.
But it's actually not about him.
Oh, I thought it was about him.
Thank God, it's about him.
Automatically, people think...
it in the song.
That was Sunday. That was my very first single. But automatically people think, you know, it's about your relationship and it's about someone you love. It's about someone I love.
Who?
But it's about my family. I think when you're, like you guys, you've had that experience of working so much, you dedicate, you know, your life to your job. You know, I've dedicated and sacrificed, you know, my time for my music because I've loved it so much and I've enjoyed it. But I think you do kind of lose track at some point. And this song was purely about me reflecting on family that, you know, I've lost such a huge connection with them that, you know, I forgot to, you know, tell my sisters they were pretty enough.
So that's you saying that.
They were good enough. You know, I just, you know, those yarns that you, you know, when you meet up with family, they're moments like that, that mean everything. They're the little things that then take it a long way.
Do you know all my preparation I just did? Bang.
You know what? But it can be. And I think that's the beauty of a songwriter. And I'm a songwriter.
So relating to your lyrics.
Yeah. And I think people forget that it can be about anything. It can be about your mum, your dad, your daughter, your brother.
Yeah, he did.
I booked flights and I forgot about the baby. Little things.
It's the little things.
That's your single called Massive Things I Should Remember.
But they turn into big things.
She's the littlest one in the family. I forgot all about
her. Don't, poor Bubba. Don't.
So what else is going on, mate?
A lot of things. The record's coming out 18th of October, so I'm looking forward to sharing a whole bunch of stories that you know that I've been working on for the last 6 years.
It's very personal, this album, isn't it?
So, brother, my last record was 6 years ago, which was an album called Beautiful. So it was, you know, pop. It was, you know, had this kind of high intensity pop melodically, and now I've kind of taken a bit of a soul journey, which is
really
nice.
I love an album that's methodical.
Yes.
Well, look, this is great. It's her fourth album. It is Hilda. So Hilda, and obviously Hilda is your middle name.
Yeah, middle name. Given by my mother.
Looking forward to Fev's album, Alan, which is coming out soon.
Yes.
After his middle name, which will be wonderful.
Yours is Byron.
Yes, thank you.
Byron.
My album will be called Greg, ironically.
Yeah, Greg.
No, Hilda. This is going to be great. October 18th. We are already. It is available already for pre-order. Yes. So make sure you get around it.
Get on. Can you write a song, please, about Byron?
Yes.
Because his real name's Greg.
Yes.
And about how you change your name, but it's actually worse.
What? Oh, stop.
Yeah.
No.
Can you please do that?
That's not a song that Jessica will
It'll be amazing.
Try to make a big song out of a little nothing.
Right.
When I was born, my name was Greg. Now I go by Byron.
Bye, Byron.
Don't
Byron,
use join
Byron,
in.
Byron, Byron,
Byron. Oh, she's already thinking.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Melbourne, we're about to get an exclusive about the upcoming Bachelorette because Evie Jones' best friend, Angie Kent, who she's Gogglebox with, they used to sit there and drink wine together. They went on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here in a bunker, actually Goggleboxing people, but then they got chucked into the jungle.
Yeah,
and then
good.
Evie comes sick. That was really good. I quite like that. Now, she's a Bachelorette and everything's under lock, key, signed. No one can say a word
about it. Is
that because
it's still being filmed?
Still being filmed. She's got 4 weeks to go.
Yep.
Has she?
I think so. I'm not sure. I don't know anything.
So what's going on? How many men?
I think she started with about 100 men in this season. There was just so many applicants.
And then what, they narrow it down to 20?
No, they narrowed it down to about 99.
No, so, come on. 20?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Has she fallen? Have you been in the house?
I can't say.
Yes, you have. you were in the house. Are they good lookers?
I can't say.
That's a no.
Okay. Just so you know, we do have video cameras on your face.
Yes.
So when you shake your head or indeed like nod.
We will see that. Have you signed some sort of waiver or
something? I've signed an NDA.
NDA.
What does that stand for?
Well, I got an MBA.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Okay.
So what's that mean?
I can't say a thing.
At all?
At all.
Has she found love?
At all.
Was she in a relationship before the show?
She's been in a relationship. previously.
So when she went in to be the Bachelorette, was she attached to anyone else?
Oh, I doubt it at the time. I highly doubt that. That would be silly.
Would it?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Do you give up yet?
No.
You're going to keep going?
Keep going.
So give us something.
Well, she's not allowed to. She's signed an NDA.
Just something.
She has, you know, when you go in The Bachelor, you get your nominated person that you're allowed to talk to once a week.
And it's you?
It's not me. It's her mum.
Oh.
Yeah, so you are talking to the wrong lady.
You said you spoke to her the other day and she was tired.
No, I didn't say that.
Don't lie to us.
So make things up for
her. Okay, what she told me off air is she's in love.
None of this
she's found Mr. Right.
None of this is
had
proven.
Had massive chemistry.
None of this is proven.
Massive.
With?
With who?
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. What Bachelor?
This Bachelor.
What a previous one.
No, the one that's about to start now.
Oh, yeah. I actually think those two should get together and we'll just call the whole thing. This is just my theory.
Right.
Call the entire thing off. Biggest plot twist ever. The Bachelor now and the new Bachelorette met at the Logies, fell in love.
That's all I wanted.
There. You've got a new show. It's called Bachelor Bachelorette.
The astrophysicist?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a Gemini.
Matt. Matt is his name. Can we have him on?
Okay. Well, yep, sure. Why not?
Have you seen the ads for that? He goes, I'm an astrophysicist or whatever he is.
Yeah.
And the girl goes, I'm a Gemini.
Feel like you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.